Blog Talk Radio. apostle, the Reverend Gitmo from Citadel Baptist Church. Oh, yes. I just come in here right now just to tell y'all about Culture Freedom Radio, give you some information about them. Oh, yes. Yes. You can check out Culture Freedom Radio right there on their official homepage. It is culturefreedomradio.web.com. Oh, yes, culturefreedomradio.web.com, the official homepage for Culture Freedom Radio. You can also link up with them right there on Facebook, at Culture Freedom on Facebook. Oh, yeah, haha. And if you like to link up with them also on their fan page, you can check out their fan page, which is Culture Freedom Radio. Haha, that's the fan page for Culture Freedom Radio for Facebook. Hey, and you can hook up with them right there on their little Tweety Bird site. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Haha, that is Twitter, y'all. Hey, you can link up with them at Culture Freedom 9 on Twitter. Culture Freedom 9 on Twitter. Haha, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, y'all, if y'all like Culture Freedom so much, check them out. Y'all can get them on your various devices, such as your Android, such as an iPhone. Yeah, you can catch up with them, y'all. All you gotta do is just download, hey, on the iPhone, download an app called Downcast, and you can catch up with them right there. Downcast, hey, right there on your iPhone market. You can get the app, hey. And if you got an Android and you want to catch Culture Freedom right there, all the podcasts on your Android, you can get an app called OneCast in the Google Play market. Yes, that's what I'm talking about, y'all. Culture Freedom is most definitely in the house. And I gotta get out of here, y'all. Hey, I got a sermon to do. I got a sermon to do right now. Hey, and I wanna let y'all know, every Sunday morning when I do my sermon, I take little bits and pieces from what Culture Freedom Radio has laid down, and I use it in my sermon on Sunday mornings. Ha ha. Hey, y'all, this is the Reverend Evangelist Apostle Gitmo in the house from Citadel Baptist Church. Peace, y'all. I'm out of here.
Black supremacy. Why do you teach hate?
Well, for the white man to ask the black man why he hates him is like the wolf asking the sheep or the rapist asking the rape, do you hate me? The white man is in no moral position to accuse the black man of anything.
Well, this is a black man asking the question.
What would you call an educated Negro with a B.A. or an M.A. or a B.S. or a Ph.D.?
I'll tell you, you call him a nigger. That's what the white man calls him, a nigger. See, you have to understand this type of thinking. And to understand this type of man, you must understand that historically, there were two types of slaves, the house Negro and the field Negro. Now, the house Negro, he lived in the house next to his master, in the big house, either in the basement or up in the attic. He dressed pretty good. He ate pretty good, but the master left him. He loved his master. I say he loved his master better than the master loved himself. If the master said, we got a nice house here, you say, yeah, boss, we got a nice house here. Master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would be the one who'd run to put the blaze out. If the master got sick, he said, what's the matter, boss? We sick? We sick. You see, this is the thinking of the house Negro. Now, if another slave came up to him and said, let's run away, let's separate, let's get away from this cruel master, he said, why? What's better than what we got here? Run away, I'm not going anywhere. This is the house Negro. In those days, we called him the house nigger.
And that's what we call him today, because we still got a lot of house niggers running around here.
Peace and love, family, peace and love. How y'all doing out there? Welcome here once again to the Brother Eric and Brother Thunder Ray 9 show. Coming in here, y'all, on this magnificent Sunday afternoon, oh, yes, which is September the 22nd of 2013. Man, we're delighted to be in the house with you once again. I know we've been off for a couple of days, y'all. Man, hell no, I'll take it back. Not a couple of days, but a whole week. Yeah, I know we supposed to came in a couple of days on the week, but y'all know how it is sometimes. When you trying to hold down a full-time job at the same time, man, sometimes we get caught up. And so we apologize that we didn't get a chance to come on earlier during the week and do our regular broadcast. So we do apologize for that. But, hey, we are, you know, still happy to be in the house today. We made it. You know, we had a topic of conversation. I was waiting on my brother Eric to come through. But my brother Ant going to step in. Dave Landon going to still step in. You know, his brother, magnificent brother, going to come through with us. We still got some powerful information to bring. But tonight's topic, we just kind of briefly want to just touch on, and we're just going to just touch on this and just ask the question, basically, and go into some more information because, like I said, we didn't come on throughout the week, and there's a lot of information that we really wanted to bring. So we're just going to scratch the surface with this topic, and we're just going to go into some more things because there's a lot of information that we need to put out and get out. So, you know, we're going to get on this topic momentarily, and then we will be going into something else. So somebody said we're jumping off topic. Don't worry about it. Because I'm letting you know offhand, we're not going to stay on just this subject right here all the way. But like I said, we always thank y'all for tuning in with us right here at Culture Freedom Radio. I hope y'all can hear me on this mic. You know, I actually messed my other mic up, so I'm trying to do my best just to keep this broadcast going tonight. So I hope everybody can hear me well, and I do my best and pardon me. But tonight, y'all, we had a topic of conversation. Should justice be blind? Should justice be blind? Yeah. What do we mean by should justice be blind? Well, you know, I'm just not going into dealing with the legal system and so forth with that. We talk about justice no matter where you are, whether it's in the street, whether it's in the home, no matter where, in the workplace. And what I'm talking about is justice be blind. Like, say, for instance, what I'm going into tonight by being justice being blind. Just say, for instance, just because should we be take a blind eye to justice or what is right, what is wrong, just because someone is in the same about what you call ethnicity group or racial group or whatever? Or should we take a blind eye to somebody that's in your racial group and they're doing wrong? You know they're wrong in what they're doing, and just because they are the same hue, darker hue of you, or we want to say black or more, as you, we know they're wrong, should we turn a blind eye and just let them get away with it? And here's a little scenario. I'm going to bring my brother Anthony in too also. But here's a little scenario I've got to go with to get this story right. Now, you know, for instance, and I see this thing firsthand. That's why I want to talk about it and get y'all input on it because I see it happening firsthand. You know, I've going through some of this here. But you got a situation that somebody that's maybe, say, in charge on a job somewhere. You got a supervisor, just say that. He's in charge, you know, the supervisor. Now, and he, say, you're black, he's black, or whatever, you know, or the same racial group. Now, this person always trying to dog y'all out and, you know, mistreat y'all on the job and all of this type of stuff. You know, trying to misuse you and all of this. And you talk to the brother, you know, and like, hey, man, you know, I don't appreciate you, what you're doing, man. You're trying to dog us out. You go to him and let him know that you don't appreciate it. But he still continues to keep on misusing you and dogging you out. You know, and there's certain brothers on that job that they might have a little clique that he cool with. They don't do that to. They don't bother them. But there's certain ones, if you're not in their clique, they want to dog you out and harass you and, you know, try to work the hell out of you. You know what I'm saying? And but you go to them and you let them know, but they still continue to do it. And now, and then, you know, you sometimes you hate to, because, you know, you got white supervisors over them. And you really hate to go to them, and it's, you know, and it's like, you don't want to go to them and put, like I said, put the white man in your business, go to the white man on your brother, you know, and even though your brother, but you got to like, hey, man, look, I'm tired of you dogging me out, man. So you try to go in and maybe complain and get him, maybe think that's going to get him off your ass, but he still continued to do the same thing. But now that same supervisor, whatever, now the white man, they already want to fire his ass. They already want to get rid of him. They don't like him anyway. But they continue to, you know, they gonna let him dog you out because they ain't got to do it. So they're not going to say shit. No matter how much you complain, they ain't going to say shit because he's doing it to you. He's doing what they really want to do, but they know they can't do it because there might be some discrimination shit that pop up and all this racism suits go on with them. So they allow him to do this. But now it's time that he have did some shit that's messing up paperwork. You know, white folks are serious when it comes to paperwork and policies on certain things, especially when it's fucking up. They don't care if they bother you, but when they get to messing up policies, paperwork and policies, they got to come at them. So now they want to go at him and basically fire that person. And now the same guys in that clique, see, when that two was messing with you, the people in his clique, they didn't say shit to try to go to this guy like, man, you need to leave those guys. Man, back up off them guys. Man, why you be dogging them guys out? They didn't say shit. They didn't say a word. But now that the white man, the so-called white man, they want to fire his ass, the supervisor. Now those same guys coming to y'all like, hey, man, where y'all going? Man, y'all need to quit going to the white man. You know, he want to fire, but he can't do it by himself. He needs y'all help. And we like, and everybody like, well, shit, well, fuck him. He shouldn't have been fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? We try to get him off our ass when nobody's saying that. Now, y'all weren't telling him to leave us alone. Now, how in the hell are y'all going to tell us we need to stick with him to save his job? You know what I'm saying? And then it even came about when motherfucker was saying, I thought you were pro-black. Why you want to see another brother, a brother get fired? I said, so, you know, this type of shit. Then they bring up the race card and shit. But it's like, if that brother get fired, they're going to bring in the white man, and the white man going to be out too bad. It's going to get even worse. How can it get even worse when you got a brother that's dogging your ass out? And I rather, now I can take it. Now, me, myself, I say it like this. Which is worse, the white man dogging your ass out, or which one would hurt worse? The white man dogging you out because you know the history of them, what they did, or the brother doing it. It hurt worse when the goddamn brother doing it because I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying, he's going to be cool, it's going to be fine. When our own kind do it, it hurts. So I have to say myself, the hell with them. And I think Eric has said the same damn thing earlier. He said, the hell with them. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, we can't, now we want us to turn a blind eye, you know, and say, well, we got to stick with him. Even though we know he's low down, know he's dirty as hell, but we should just stick with him because he's a brother. And if he loses his job, they're going to put a white man in the job. It's going to get worse. So, well, shit, he's just as worse as the fucking white man, you know, because he's dogging you out. He don't give a damn about you. So, like I said, it's to just as be blind. Should we turn a blind eye to certain things just because they're a brother? If you're mistreating me and dogging me out, should I allow that to happen to you? I mean, I keep allowing it to happen to me just because you're a brother. Should I let you dog me out just because you're a brother or you're a sister? Should I keep it just because? Is you a brother or sister? And now that the white man, and then now, if the white man is getting on your ass, you want me to help save your fucking job or save your ass just because you're black. And remember now, you still dogging me out. So that's one of the things. The justice be blind on in that matter. And then we know in the courts, too, they say justice is not blind. We know that's a big-ass lie. We look at all the cases with the court. Let me bring my brother Anthony in this out. We'll get this thing started anyway. Because we're going to go into more stuff. I know Brother Anthony has some stuff he want to bring and present that's very positive that we got to hear from. Peace to you, Brother Anthony.
What's up, big brothers? How you feeling?
Peace to the chat room.
Peace to everybody listening. Yes. Hell, you summed that up pretty good, and you know what? You may feel like it's just you. That's what all of us go through, and it's, you know, out here on this plantation, man, because the same situation you describe, I went through it numerous times, but I was able to, you know, be able to deal with it, you know, now at this day and time, I can deal with it. But the way you saying how that brother is, you got to understand, he draws the line where he wanted to stand. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go into his mindset in a minute. But like Eric said, and you saying, let him go. Because for the simple fact, he showed where he want to be with. And then them brothers coming in talking about, well, we're going to get a white guy or whatever. See, that's where you overstand better than them. Because you can train that white guy. You can train that white guy. Because one thing about a new jack that comes into a position, he going to feel you out. He going to feel everybody out and see where everybody at. So So, like, you got game, you train that white boy on how this shit gonna go and roll.
Yeah. And then the thing, too, brother. Yes, sir. And then the thing, too, though, but I had to tell them because I was there before some of those guys were there. And I had to tell them and let them know, well, look, that's not the case. I said, because we had a white supervisor before he came. The white guy did not mess with us. The white guy didn't bother you. Long as you did what you had to do. White boy didn't bother you. They didn't fuck with you at all. But then this dude come in, supposed to have been a brother. We had a problem with him since day one.
Because he has to show the master that he can handle y'all. He has to show the master that I'm the one. See, here, this is how you can really sum it up. Just go back and look at Django. You look at him as Samuel Jackson. And then in the end of the movie, you see what Django had to do to Samuel Jackson, Stephen, in the movie. You got to kill him. You got to cut him off. You have to let him fall and let him see that. See, master going to show him he don't love him. And best believe everything he done in you and all the stuff he thought he was doing to please master gonna play through his head when his ass sitting on that unemployment line. You see what I'm saying? Now, will he change or not? No. But he ain't gonna stop y'all from having food on y'all table. And then the next person they put in there, you train him. And see, by you being there the longest, the white boy's gonna always go to the senior man because he wanna learn the ins and outs. How everything functions. And when he just sees niggas being niggas, he gonna already put in his mind, once I get my feet wet, that's how I'm gonna deal with him. But once I pick this brother here, I'm gonna roll with him. See what I'm saying? You have to set people, you have to allow people to think they're in charge because they were put in the position. But you have to know that you in charge, but you going stealth on them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're using the art of war on their ass. 48 laws of power on their ass. You see what I'm saying? You stroke their ego so that their arrogance will come out. You see what I'm saying? Even if you know something, you make them feel they know something. And that way, they'll always come to you for an answer. They'll always give you a break. And they'll always look at the other people. You see what I'm saying? Because you got niggas that's going to always want to shine their light without doing an analysis on who they shining their light on. So, therefore, they're going to give up all their jewels. And then that white boy going to take them and say, okay, I know how to do him. I know how, because he's my compartmentalized stuff. So he put everybody in a bracket. But you throw him off. You always have to throw them off. 1 minute you this way, 1 minute you that way, 1 minute you that way. But he going to say, damn, but his work speak for itself. And that's all he care about. Like you said, the white man said, don't mess up my paperwork and don't mess up policy. As long as you doing them two things, they'll forget about any little shit you do. And they don't want to get rid of a well-trained nigga. You see what I'm saying?
That's what happened. That's what fucked him up. He did anything and they didn't care nobody else. But when it came down to money, they gave this motherfucker money. It came down to some big. Now they got to get him. And the thing that tripped me out is, because everybody know I'm just outspoken on the most. I'm on the job. I don't give a damn what it is. I'm going to tell it. And the thing that was on to me, they were telling me that they didn't call me Sunray guys. They like, man, I thought, because one guy came, he's like, man, I thought you were going to be so black. What did he say? Not black power. I thought you were so pro-black, man, and now you're turning against the black man. I said, hold on, wait a minute, stop right there. I said, I'm not just pro-black. I said, I'm really not pro-black. I said, I'm pro-right. I'm for what is right, what is wrong. I don't give a fuck what color you are. I said, but if you like me and you dogging me out, I'm not going to stick with you. I'm not going to stand you. I said, I'm about what is right. It ain't got nothing to do with no fucking color. I said, so don't use that against me. I said, when he was dogging me out, see, y'all didn't have nothing to say. And these are some of the guys that was in this clique. They wanted everybody to team up with them now and get on their side. I said, well, the thing is, only reason y'all sticking up with them because y'all have a vested interest in this shit. Y'all got some shit that's invested in it. I said, now, I know what's going on. I said, now, if y'all want to get down and dirty with it, you know, I said, y'all know what I do besides this motherfucking job here. I said, y'all know what my real job is. I don't want me to expose your motherfucking ass because I could do that. I said, so don't use that black power shit with me. And I said, y'all want to play that when there's something that there's a, like I said, in y'all interest. In other times, y'all don't want to hear nothing about no black people need to stick together.
They don't want
to
hear that
all. None of that. Yeah, but if
crazy,
one of y'all in trouble. Yeah, now one of y'all
black
in trouble.
Power.
Now we gotta be black power. Yeah, see that crazy shit.
They want to utilize it when it's convenient. And see, that's another way of them insulting your intelligence. See, that's how we look at it. And see, I learned that a long time ago when I was real militant and fiery, you know, and, you know, stand up for people. And that. See, your people only want you when they can utilize what you know. And after that, they go back to the same old shit. And then when they want to stay their own ass, they want you to stand up. This guy told me a long time ago when I was a union steward. And I would stand up and fight for people who know they wrong, still stand up and fight for them. I was, you know, in my 20s, union steward. Yeah. And they was after me. I was making paper and everything. And the guy said, man, you better stop standing on the line fully loaded with ammo. And them niggas behind you with super soakers, and they ain't going to need to squeeze them. And it took me till I got in my 30s to understand what he was talking about. And this dude was a dope head that worked with us. And he told me, he said, man, I respect you. He said, but them niggas you take it up for got super soakers and they ain't going to squeeze them. Damn. You know?
Yeah.
And I continued stay doing, you know, taking up for the people. But when I got older, when it came down for them to lynch me, and this is how the white man respected me. He said, look, I'm going to tell you like this. I need you to resign because you ain't going to win. And that's when my comp, because I got into it with a big-time Jew lady. This lady go all over the world, professor, anthropology. They lied and put so much documents on me. They said, but we're going to give you a chance to resign and we'll pull this back. So I had to do what I had to do, call a truce, and pull back and resign. If not, my career would have been over because I worked for a state university. Had that been a paper trail following me back in, you know, in the 80s, in the 90s and shit like that, you would never been working nowhere else. So I used my common sense, said, I'm going to call the troops. Y'all got me. And I walked away. But nobody came to my defense, the point I'm making. None of them. And all them cats could have lost their gigs. And I used to make up stories and tell them, this is what we're going to say. Some of them used to go back and say, he told me to say that. But here's what really happened. You know, all this stuff because they got fear. And they hate you because you don't have no fear. And they hate you for what you know. This is truth about your people. So you have to, and just like the white man before he let you on his shit, he interview you. And he watch you. And you have to do that with your own people.
Yes, sir.
So they will play your talent out. And you'll be somewhere raggedy, broke, crazy, and don't know what the hell going on because information will run you crazy, especially when you engulfed in it and you really got love for your people and you trying to do something for your people and they fighting you. That's why sometimes you got to just pull back. And when them niggas that come in and say, hey, I'm siding with the beast and I'm an out white man, the white man, you let them go on with the white man. Let the white man do what he do to them. And that's it.
Yeah.
Don't cry. Don't miss no sleep. Don't even think about it. When you sit back and chill, pop you a bottle of water or beer or whatever you do, and laugh. You see what I'm saying? Because that's what they're going to do to you. Because if they jam you up on some black power shit or whatever, they're going to say, see, I told that nigga about around here with that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what they're going to say. They finally got up to it. And you best believe they telling people you talk right that way or you think that way. If you've been there that long and they got their clique and you ain't part of that clique, you don't think the white man don't see you ain't part of that clique? So they gonna always wonder, well, why he ain't really part of the clique? And they gonna say, you know, he on some other stuff. You know they gonna tell him that. But they used to do me like that way. Same way.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a good point because, like you said, you know, Chef Rob said, ha ha, he's an out man, the white man. He said, that's a good one. Yeah, I like that one myself. Out white.
Oh, I got that from y'all boy though. I ain't. That ain't no creativity, man. I got that from your boys from House of Conscience. That's their little line. Yeah, I got that from them. I steal their shit. So let me get credit for that.
Okay. It's a good one, though. Man, but like you said, though, like this, and then this thing that we talk about, black liberation, too, or, you know, just liberation movement for our people now. And a lot of times we have to make note of it that we're not fighting for everybody. You know, we say that, but then we know, like I said, you know, we got to draw the line because we can't put our necks on the line for everybody. It's just only for those who we know that's sincere about it. Just like if, for instance, you know, I did a complaint one time on a job about somebody filing a complaint. And I listed, you know, a couple of brothers in it. I was putting we and us and, you know, so forth in it. When I went to my head supervisor, she was like, because, you know, everybody was complaining. Man, I'm sick of this shit, man. I'm sick of the motherfucker messing with us and this and that. But I took the initiative. I like me, you know, me, I'm just, I'm like I said, that real militant brother. I ain't going to take it. I took mine. I said, man, I'm going to put this shit on paper. All that talking shit, man, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to put some shit on paper. And when I did it, I put the we and us and all this in it. And she was like, well, who was the other people? She said, and she was like, well, I tell you what. She said, are they going to stick? She said, what you need to do, don't put the we and us in it. She said, you need to make this personal. She said, because if we go to them and ask them about it, they're not going to stand up. They're going to like, well, I don't know nothing about it. She said, this is just how people are. They sit back and complain with you. For once something come up, they don't know nothing about it, don't want nothing to do with it. So she said, make this personal. So even with this liberation thing, we have to make it personal because, like you said, all our people, they are whining, bitching, and complaining, but then they know that you are outspoken. And then as soon as you take the initiative to step up, like, I'm finna go out here and fire the first shot. They're like, man, we need to bang on the beast. Like, you know, they saying, like, city, like, bang on the beast. And so they finna take you off your shirt and finna go out there and hit this white man in the jaw, or we just saying the system in the jaw. Everybody else gonna run around, man. That nigga, they're crazy, motherfucker. I ain't got nothing to do with this shit. But they was all, at first, they were complaining. But now they see you ready to go out here and fight. Not everybody gonna say, well, shit, I ain't got nothing to do with this. So that's how our people are, man, even with this liberation. We know everybody can't be included because, like, you know, we heard the history with Marcus Garvey, Marcus Mazzan Garvey, what happened to him, and we heard that how W.E.B. Du Bois then were turning against him. So we got to, like, know that a lot of our people, man, they are infiltrators. They saying they with you, and, you know, it's just like the Holy Quran say they are with you, but behind your back they are marking. They are amongst the, what they say, the Kafirun or the disbelievers. They don't believe. They say that shit probably to hype you up and send your ass out. You know, so, yeah, so that's a good point, bro.
Yeah. And see, I'm finna put something in the chat real quick. I'm finna show you how our people is. I'm finna show you how our people is. Now, this brother here, one man, and I know you probably seen it, but I'm gonna put it in there, and a few people may have seen it. It's man arrested over Arizona iced tea. And this is just what our people do, like you said. And this is why that lady told you. See, white folks will tell you how to do paperwork. If they kind of like you, they'll tell you how to put stuff down and documentate stuff because that's all they like, paperwork, because they know their word ain't shit. So they stand on paper, trickery, technology on paper. So when you make it personal, it forces that. It's just almost like when you go to court and a person say, man, I'm going to come down to court. The white boy had what you call a subpoena. Make sure your ass come in here. You see what I'm saying? So that's basically what they do when they say make it personal, put it on paper. So now I'm going to call your ass in the office. You're going to tell me something. And one thing about black people, when that white man get them cornered, they're going to tell everything, most of them, not all, but most. When they scared, they going to tell. And the white man know he had that power over them. So when she said, name the person, let me put it on paper, and that person don't want to lose his job because most people ain't got no side hustles. So they going to tell that white man, a white woman, just what they need to hear to say they ass. You know? So she was absolutely right telling you that. And that was a technique that they used to teach us when we would go to our union training classes, put everything in writing and put names, times, names, and dates, documentation. Yes, somebody harass you, you just take you a log, keep you a little notebook, and write everything down, and you submit it. If it don't stop within a month, you submit it. If it continues after that, you submit it. If they don't do nothing about it, you go up. Go up the ladder, all the way up the damn ladder. And if ain't nothing done, then that's when you start filing suits.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? And most of the time, like you said, white man don't want his shit disrupted. He don't want no bad reputation based on no niggas. You see what I'm saying? So he'll come and shake up everybody. Look, y'all better get together because he's still running shit like a plantation. And that's what people don't understand. When they start looking at some of these old slave documentaries and how plantations is ran, they'll understand how shit is done today on their jobs. And they'll be more knowledgeable of how to move about on their jobs and deal with their people and deal with that commissoid that's in charge of you. But they go there thinking, oh, I'm going to be the best nigga. They just go there with the training that's embedded in them. That was passed down through their DNA. I'm going to be the good nigga, the Willie Lynch mentality. That don't always get you through, unless that's just who you want to be. You see what I'm saying? You're going to be that for 20 or 30 years till you retire, so be it. But it's remedies to check people that act like that, and that's what that brother is. He come from that line, that stop. So you cannot save him. Like Harriet Tubman said, I could have freed a thousand more if they only knew they were slaves.
Yes, sir.
So that's what you're dealing with there. So you can't save them all.
No, sir.
That's my voice break. Don't save them. They don't want to be saved.
Nah, they don't want to be saved. And like you said, you speak about notating and just like they say in court. In the court, they said, when you get ready to make a statement, they said, for the record, Your Honor. So the record keeper can notate this. This will be a part of the history. So when you have this complaint, make sure you notate it. Because y'all know white folk don't like history. They don't like shit to be written down in history because they can go back. If it ain't written down, they can turn around and fabricate it or say you didn't say it. So like I said, notate it. Have some in the history. That's why when they write you up, they put some in your file. So it has something in your history. So next time you mess up, they got something in history to pull out your file and say, okay, you remember on such and such a date, you came in late. Well, this is your second offense. This is suspension next time. And then keep on, they got a record for you. You do their ass the same way. It doesn't matter. This is the point right here, is like some people reach on jobs. People don't know, that people really don't think about. They think just because you work for somebody, you got a supervisor, that you can't write their ass up in return. You can write another supervisor. You can write your supervisor ass up. If he's doing something out of line, now I say this here. And, you know, speaking with the Moors, now I love it like the Moors breakdown. I've been learning a lot dealing with law and all this stuff from the Moors. Now, anything they say is a binding contract. When you sign those handbooks, employee handbooks, that is a contract. That is like the United States Constitution. That is the job's constitution for the job. And you sign that book. You sign that handbook. So in that, those policies and procedures in that handbook, and if those supervisors or whatever violate those policies and procedures they want you to go by, because you remember you signed it. Now, I remember one of the sisters, I can't think who said it, she said anything that you put your signature on when you sign it. Now, there's something to that signing, not praying, but signing. The thing, document you put your signature on is a binding contract. You are liable for that. So if they violate any one of those policies and procedures in there, you have the right to write their ass up in return. You can do that. And see, that's what a lot of people don't know, and they get scared and terrified on these jobs. Well, I ain't nothing I can do about it. Yes, you can. If you write your ass up, you can write them up in return because
that's right.
We just supervise a manager. Go ahead, bro.
They tell you you have a right to a hearing, an appeal, and all that.
Yeah.
And and you got a right for what would be called a rebuttal. They ask you, do you disagree with this? You can say, I disagree. I ain't signing that. And if you're forced to sign it, then you know what you put on there. All rights reserved or all rights recourse.
Yes, sir.
Now you done took them from just dealing in the policy and took them into law.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? You already now set it up for anything. This shit ain't going to, even though you got to follow the procedures of the Equal Rights Employment Agency, but you done trumped them by putting that on there because you already got this set up to be put in the courts. So they're going to come and say, hey, y'all better get that shit together down there because this dude put this on here. Then you sign through it or you get to a stamp and stamp that shit. Or you CC it, bam, because you're dealing in commerce. Mm-hmm. So now you already telling them because you already know your straw man is nothing but a corporation. You see what I'm saying? So really you just a small corporation dealing with a bigger corporation. A corporate entity, that's what you're dealing with. So when you UCC them, you now really took yourself out of the position of an employee, but you saying, I'm a corporation dealing. That's like saying, Sunray selling hamburger buns to McDonald's. You went from putting burgers on the bun to being a man selling the buns. So we have a business interest now. That's what you're doing when you do that. So now they got to deal with you on a whole nother level if you know how to defend all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when they give it to their people and they look at it and be like, hey, this dude know a little something. Let's pull back. Well, y'all try to get him up in the jam and get rid of his ass because he's dangerous. See what I'm saying? So you got to always, always, always know that you ain't just an employee. You actually part of the business. That's why they always say, like they call us associates.
Yes, sir.
So I told the people on the job, I said, do you know when they be saying associate, that means that anything, because they be on Facebook, this old silly ass white girl went and took a picture of a guy on the job, one of the customers on the gig, and put it on Facebook. I said she could never defend that for the simple fact.
Mm.
On her Facebook, she got where she worked. She's already considered an associate. You see what I'm saying? So that means what she do on that job and outside of that job is still affiliated, meaning they own her life outside of her job. That's how deep this shit is when you let them put them titles on you and you sign documents without putting certain UCC codes on there or reserving your rights on documents you sign with them. You always let them know, I'm my own, because you want to take control of your straw man. You see what I'm saying? And you operate with them. They're a corporation, I'm a corporation. That's how you want to function around there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Moors is absolutely right, you know, when they be saying that. You take control of that motherfucker, and then they say, okay, this dude know a little something. So we're going to pull back on him. And as long as you're doing what you're doing, they ain't going to fuck with you. They're going to respect you. I'm telling you, the more knowledge you get, the more the Caucasoid respect you. The more you speak knowledge around your people, the more they hate you. Because they think you're a problem. Or they hate you for what you know. They hate you for who you are. They hate what they see in you that they don't have. You see what I'm saying? And they believe that the Caucasoid hates you, so they'll try to do a job they think he want him to do. You see what I'm saying? The beast may respect and admire you. And he may tell you in private. But they'll say, I'm going to get rid of that nigga for the white man because he a problem. And you see what happened? That nigga thinking you a problem, crewing up against you, and now they're against him. I'm telling you. One thing about knowledge, and you get into this knowledge and you put your heart into it, it become a barrier of protection for you. And it'll protect you when you only know what to do, really. And you can't even say words out your mouth. It protects you. Because you create a force field around yourself. And the minute you step out of that force field and do some dumb shit like them, you'll go down. That's why you can't never, you got to choose sides. And that's what he did. He chose the side. And you got your side. Now, all them niggas will fall by you. It's like Psalms, I think, 91. They say 1,000. They say they were sending arrows by night or something. He said 1,000 will fall at my right hand, and so many fall at my left hand, but you will be protected. My angel's wings will protect you. Some shit like that. But it's Psalms 91. I used to know it by heart because in which people should read, like Psalms 91, Psalms 2 and stuff. All those things, if you read those are protection rituals that you can utilize. You know what I'm saying? When you read them, those words become like they enhance your aura and allow you to repel niggas from you, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah. Just have the knowledge. You don't have to go to that book. Just have the knowledge and read knowledge. All that shit start causing you to radiate a certain energy, and it pushes people away. You know for a fact, like you said, you kick that black power stuff, they listen and get the hell away from you because they don't want to be that.
Yes,
that there. You see the power in that, but see, we just take it for granted. But that's power right there. You say, I don't want to be bothered with niggas. Just start changing the conversation on some conscious shit or some deep shit. Watch run or her. She get the hell away from you. And most of the time they run, they was coming to do some type of devil, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't really just kick black power. They just say that when you kick. And
you know what I'm saying?
Funny.
That's what they call it because they don't know. That's what they tell me. He on that military shit. They call me Lil Farrakhan, Lil this and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know? When I used to get mad for a minute, but I started embracing it.
Yeah, when you kicking knowledge of your history and all of that, ain't keeping it Christopher Columbus shit and all that, then they want to say you pro-black, you black power. No, I'm just teaching motherfucking real history, and you talk on what's really going on, then they want to say you pro-black. Motherfucker, we ain't put that in there. But we're gonna do this, because I know, family, we just supposed to talk about the shit race.
Yeah, we can flip it. We can go flip it, but I've been there.
But we got something else we really touching on, though, because we're going to go in a whole bunch of different areas, though, because I like where this area going, because we got some definition, because you spoke on some things. Yeah, we're going to go into the law dictionaries, and we're speaking on law, because all of this is good to know, because since we're speaking on justice, too. Let me play this really quick, 18-second clip. I don't want to go back. I mean, the commercial, we're going to go right back into it, bro. And family, like that, we ain't off topic. We're just going into a lot of things. A lot of this, it has to be said, and it's very important. Right back.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio, the home of Mind Magic and Brother Eric and Brother Sunray 9 Show. Hey, y'all, the best in conscious talk radio, good music, and downright fun. Culture Freedom Radio is the station for you. Hey, we are the information station.
Show enough. Yeah, we're in the house tonight, y'all. We have Big Brother, Brother Adam in the house, y'all, dropping this time tonight, y'all. We doing it. Hey, but, Brother, you said something earlier. Come on, baby, why I lost the place just that fast. They must have want me to read it. There's two definitions coming from the Black Law Dictionary since we're speaking about law. And this is something we have to get into, like I said, man. I really never paid attention to law and just wanted to study law until I started listening to a couple of people like this start talking about the Moore's Doctrine and so forth. Now, people can argue all day long about are we Moors, are we this and that, but when it gets down to that law, man, they can give you something, man, dealing with that law to put you up on, and that's what I've been looking at. Since the brother, we spoke about employee earlier, employee and employer, and it's coming from the Black Laws Dictionary. I actually have the pocket edition. Forgot which edition it is, though. The third edition of Black Laws Dictionary. Now, this is legal terminology. I mean, you're dealing with Black Laws Dictionary or Law Dictionary. It doesn't define some of the words just like you read a Webster's Dictionary. But this is dealing with law and things and terminology and what they deal in law and the courts and so forth. But it says an employee, a person who works in the service of another, the employer. Under an express or implied contract of hire. And then you spoke about contract. You said a contract. As you are employed, you are a contracted worker. And it says though, but the employee is the person who controls. Now this is what employer means. It says a person who controls and directs the workers under an express or implied contract of hire. And who pays the worker's salary and wages. Now, this is employment coming from it. Now, this is something else. This is what the word employment means in the Black Law Dictionary, legal dictionary. Yeah, it says the relationship between master and servant. And it says, see, master and servant. The act of employing, the state of being employed, work for which one has been hired and being paid to be an employer. But employment being in the legal terminology is the relationship between master and servant. Ain't that cold? This is in the Black Law Dictionary. Legal terminology, what they use in the law. Then his brother spoke about person. And he was talking about a person could be a country. There's many definitions in here, but one being, speaking about a person, it says a living body of a human being. An entity such as a corporation. That's what a brother will say. Yes, sir. And it says artificial person. An entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties. Oh, man, I got to go back and read this. I got to make sure I get this right. I remember my brother said something.
Go ahead.
Here we
go in.
It says artificial person. An entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being or being. Oh, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Touch on that. Break that one down. Well, I know you
did.
Tell it is a corporation.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You are a corporation. And that's what they're telling you there. So when you once you start dealing with them with the contract, you now leave. You don't really just put your black laws down. You will go to West Business Law book, and you will start dealing with them through the UCC codes on how you're going to operate in contract. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If not, you become a servant, which most people are. A servant is what you would call a so-called slave, meaning you do what they tell you and you obey your master. So it's what you put in your application with your application is a quit contract. That's why they say a salary. A person on the salary has a contract, which is more expensive. Your application is a quit contract. So therefore, they give you the handbook and say, slave, this is how you're going to operate and function. If you don't read it, then so be it. So when they want to flip the rules and change the rules, they can change the rules on you. And you can say, oh, why are they doing that? That ain't right, blah, blah, blah. They can. You see what I'm saying? Because you are in a subservient position. That's why you lose. That's why you can't go to court and sue them unless you in a contract as far as you got to say you have a salary or something like that. That's an agreement. But when you have an application, you have to go to the Equal Opportunity Employment. And they will then decide whether or not. That's their corporate so-called court to keep you from going into the regular courts. Now, if they approve that there have been some wrong from the Equal Opportunity Employment Agency, and they say, yeah, this person intentionally did this person like this, now you can take that shit to court. But you have to go up the chain of command. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
In order to get a remedy, because you're a slave. That's what they're telling you. Now, if you go up there and if you got time, look up wage and see what wage means.
All right. Yeah, well.
That's what they said, salary or wage. Look what wage means.
All right. I was trying to look up signature. Go ahead.
And it will tell them. Show people how they've been lied, how they've been tricked and lied under the corporation and why they take taxes out their check. But they lie. They operating as a corporation. They have to pay taxes.
Yeah, this is like a little small. They don't break it down. I might go to my booty yet. I can't get the word out.
Okay.
But
we'll say that for another time in another show.
It just has.
And then we'll probably bring Brother L on, because Brother L got them all. Brother L, he'll go into all that. Because I got
one that
he gave me online, and I can't get to it real quick. I got so much stuff open. But, yeah, a wage is something that you get. you got it in movie or you pulled it? Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't have it. I can look it up in a moment.
Okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it right now. They can do their homework.
Yeah, it don't go in certain depth in this one here. It just said, like, wage. It says payment for labor or service based on time, work for quality product. Then it does say salary. Then it does have wages, money or other situations or risk or not. It don't go into nothing right here. This talking about gambling and bets and all these. That's wrong. But
okay.
Y'all have to go into the Duvier. This is just a pocket dictionary. And I want to read what Chef Rob said earlier. He was brother was saying that you can sue your, we talking about supervisor. He said you can sue your supervisor. It's a lot easier to sue them versus suing the company. Yeah, and he says when you have a conflict with your supervisor, if you get a police report, it can also help in court.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Because see, and then it's even and it's and see here's I sent you that that apocalyptic letter. Now nobody has immunity now. So really, this is not for nobody to really be going on a job now, clowning, acting fool if you know you need to take care of your family and shit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anybody that does any injustice to you far as on a job, public servants, police, judges, lawyers, you can go in on them and they're not protected anymore under immunity. They have no more immunity. Anybody, shit, can be up for grabs. And if they ain't got nothing, you put a lien on them, period. Which you should have been, people should have been doing that now. You see what I'm saying? And Chef Rob is absolutely right. You can go in on that person for violate because he does represent the company. Because he took a position to say that, hey, I'm here representing the company and I handle this. So you can go after them personally. And if you don't get no remedy, all you do is put a lien on this shit. When he tries to sell his house, he tries to get access to his funds, to send his children to college, he can't make none of those moves without straightening you out. His boat, he want to sell his boat? No, you are asked that to me. Your car, I asked that to me. You see what I'm saying? So it's a lot of little remedies, but you have to study up on them. You have to really read and study up on it. But now it's been made easier. It just, you know, it's a case-by-case thing. And that's what most people don't tell you that's out here kicking at. It's a case-by-case thing, and you have to study up on it, you know. But a lot of these people is running scared, and they know it. But they know most of us don't know it.
Yeah.
That's why people that's on their job with a little consciousness and know a little something, they treating you a little nicer lately.
Treating
you a little nicer. It's just that you just so invisible to their bullshit, you ain't seeing it. But if you take the time and just peep, they ain't on you like that. They after these suckers. The ones, they after their own ass kissers. Because they don't want them to be bumbling idiots to get them in a jam. Because they know. That started September 1st. I need to put that in back in there if you ain't got it. Let me put it in there.
I'm trying to look up. Still trying to pull up Bouvier to get this law. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's why you don't see these other, like I said, you know, Bush, like I said, when you talk about this Bush and all them, already been, they wanted for war crimes. That's why they ain't too fast to be jumping into no damn, running over the old knees, starting a damn war like they want to.
Yeah. You had the article, they Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld lawyers advised them not to go abroad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And high.
Google that. I'm saying, you know, for people in the chat room, they can Google and read it. They were warned not to go nowhere.
Not sure.
They could be snatched up for war because they was found guilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people probably don't believe it, but hell, it's happening. That's why you ain't saying nothing from the Bitty Bush. That's why you ain't saying nothing from the Bitty Bush. Everybody wonder where he at. Not that we really want to see his ass, but you see Clint and everybody else. But where is he at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and all they got to do is Google. If all they got to do is Google, this was 3 weeks ago, just all they have to do is type in Obama gives George Bush immunity. And the Pope came out and trumped that and said, nobody has immunity. That's when his lawyer said, don't go nowhere. I don't care if Obama did give you immunity. You better not go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
The Catholic Church, the Vatican trumped all that.
Sure.
All they got to do is pull up Obama. Obama gives George Bush immunity for war crimes. And read the article.
And that's why you got to remember when the other Pope, I forget his name, Pope Benedict, when he left, they just figured he stepped down. But he actually was brought up on charges, him and Queen Elizabeth by the Hague. And remember now, the Vatican City is his own sovereign country. You know, don't nobody go in there and mess with them. So that's why he said when he retired, he was going to stay inside of the Vatican. He was just going to disappear in this motherfucker. They couldn't go in and touch him inside of the Vatican City. That's why he stayed there on the Vatican. But he left, if he had left outside of the jurisdiction for the Vatican City, his ass was gone.
So that's why
he's hiding inside of the Vatican. Yeah, he better not step on the line on the fence, but his ass is gone.
And you see, when all of them was found guilty, what happened? Queen Elizabeth ended up in a hospital. Vatican boy stepped down, Benedict stepped down, George Bush went to the damn hospital.
Yeah, sure did. Yep.
All of them got sick.
All of them got sick. All of them got sick. And now they're saying Bush, the little bitty Bush, and Clinton, it was on Time Magazine, the front cover. Both of them supposed to have face cancer now. Both of them. Yeah, I think it was on Time Magazine, front cover. Yeah, so it is what it is.
Somebody's supposed to feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
Clinton was just on TV this morning backing Obama on the Syrian war. He was just on CNN this morning, 10 o'clock, and he came back on at 1.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Ain't got that much
faith, Castle. Yes, sir. You're lying. Hey, brother, let's go into that movie you sent me about, The Day of the Dragon.
Oh.
Man, because you got that article I just sent you earlier, and I'm thinking I think I put it in the chat room. Yeah, I did. China, where it go. Hackers for Hire, Chinese group accused of economic, breaking into and hacking into a lot of big United States, businesses like Google. Let me see, let me go back to this article. Shit, I think I'll tell my dog. Like Google, Adobe, let me try to see. A lot of the big name companies, they hacking into, they was going into your emails because we had Culture Freedom Radio email, Gmail account, and we kept getting notices, like two notifications, that someone was trying to log into our Gmail account, you know, on two different occasions. And they weren't in America. They was outside of America. I forget where they were. And on two different occasions, it was two different places. But we did have to go in and change the passwords. Somebody was, and they say Google was the first company that were hacked. Yeah, that they were hacking into, trying to get into your Gmail.
Chemical Systematics, Google, Yahoo.
Yahoo. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But brother, can you explain about that? Touch on that movie that you watched, and we'll tell you. We'll give y'all the link. I'm gonna find the link and give y'all two fast. Y'all got to watch this. It's on YouTube. You got to watch it. It's a must.
Dog Day 2013.
Yeah. Let me go back.
It's called Dog Day 2013. Yeah, I was put onto it by some other sisters on another network, and I went and checked it out. But the movie breaks down what is expected to come. Now, Sunray found this article right after this movie. They kept pulling this movie down off the internet. So we caught it and was able to watch the movie. In the movie, just what this article is talking about, the movie starts off with this, where China comes in and cancel the debt, to collect their debt, actually. So they take the computers. They hack all the computers in the town. So they had this one white guy, and all the people in here is symbolic. And then most, when the people watch the movie, it'll everything will just jump out at them. The guy who wrote the movie did a real, real good job. It's a low-budget movie, but he did a real good job, and he put a lot of symbolism in the movie. And it'll, everything, if you've been reading, just checking out what's going on, it'll all jump out at you. So China comes and invades the United States, shut down everybody's cars, shut down all the computers, shut down all the ATMs and everything. So then it goes into a form of martial law, but not so much. So this the guy who created the program, and they used him, just like a lot of people when we was talking about last time when I said go look at the Seeds of Death and these other little movies we've been telling people to look at, where you may get a degree in something and get hired to work at a company and don't know that this company is contracted to a major corporation or it's a sister company. So you go on your job, just doing your job, thinking you're doing something to help humanity or better the environment or whatever. So this guy was into computer technology. So he wrote a program, and they took this program and they just said, well, this is just a test run, but it was actually the real thing. So the the guy in the movie who wrote the program, they took it and sent it to China to have it made instead of showing you how they can make shit right here in America, and it will be they will have more of a safety hole on things like that. But they had it made in China, so the Chinese figured out and put like a backdoor chip in it. So that when they brought all this stuff and started selling it on the market, your cell phones, all this shit, they were able to hack into everything, basically, because they put their own information in all the chips that was made in China. So the family, they didn't prepare for martial law. They didn't prepare for none of this stuff to happen. So they were damn near like dying, people looting and raiding, basically the stuff that you hear about in all the stuff that Alex Jones and them be talking about going to go down. They went through all of this. So they end up kidnapping him. And when he found out that, basically, I want to destroy the movie. But anyway, they went and got him and told him, hey, you wrote this. And then that's when he found out they really used what he wrote. So they told him, we know you got a back door, because he did write a back door. But come to find out, all the people he was working for, just like so-called white folks, is finding out that they're not a part of America. They're not better than you and all this shit because there's an elite group of people that's over them. He found out that people that he was close to and he thought he was down with working, doing a good job, they had sold him out to China, and they had these bands on. And they was part of a whole new nation within the nation in the United States. So when they kidnap him, they take him down to the Chinese base. And they like, look, you need to rewrite this shit, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm going to leave it right there on that if you want to add in, because I don't want to destroy the movie for them. Because a lot of the stuff will jump out at them.
Yeah, because like I said, you have to, like, I just put an arc in.
It's too much of a treat to destroy. It's too much of a treat for them to destroy. Maybe we can come back again after they see it, then we can build on it. Because I know a lot of people going to see a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of stuff that, you know, me and you talk to personally all, and we don't want to spoil it for them.
You're right. I know you want to build on it,
but
they got to be. We just going to give them something just to put them in mind. Because the thing, y'all got to remember how, and I just put an article in the chat room talking about how much the U.S. debt does China really own. Because, you know, they said the debt, the United States borrowed a lot of money. Just for one thing, this article here was talking about, it says the U.S. debt was more than $14.3 trillion during the so-called debt crisis in 2011, when the low level of borrowing reached statutory limit as the president warned of a potential default. When the cap wasn't. But anyway, it was saying in 2011, the debt was at 14. The United States owed China about $14.3
$1,000. Oh. Yeah, hell yeah, that's a lot of goddamn money. I think now I've seen an article on Fox News is up to like $17 trillion. They're not the only ones that the United States owe. They owe the Federal Reserve and things like that. Let me see, the Federal Reserve, they owe, I'm looking at the article, they owe them $959 billion. This is how much the United States owes the Federal Reserve, $954 billion in debt to the Federal Reserve. You said, how the hell they owe the Federal Reserve? And all the money I got in my pocket got Federal Reserve on it.
Check this out. Just to cut in for a minute. Now, you say they owe $3 trillion, right? This is for some for us, the people in the chat room and listening, to think about.
14.3?
They said we have what? What do they say just us as so-called blacks? Our spending power is what, $9 trillion?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So guess what? Guess what? Just us as the black community, we could pay that debt off and still have six in our pocket. Just to throw that out to think about.
You
see what I'm saying? Now, think about, if we really think about that, if we put our lives together. Now, just these crackers done ran up a $3 trillion debt.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And they got us out here slaving so they can continue running up a debt. What if we pulled our shit, that $9 trillion that we have together, and do something for self? See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to throw that out, just you know, if we thought. Because I'm thinking, you said just $3 trillion? All the rest of that stuff is based on them.
Well, it was 14.3 trillion. But there is something else that it's in the Social Security Trust Fund holds nearly $3 trillion.
Okay.
And we can pay that off, off Social Security.
But see, we don't need to pay that, belong to us anyway.
Yeah, that'll kill this shit about people can't get their Social Security.
That's all they're tricking off.
That's why they talk about people that can't retire. They can't get their money in retirement because of that shit. Hell, it owed out.
Yeah. So.
And the movie is called Dragon Day, and it actually came out earlier this year, Dragon Day 2013.
Yeah. They won't allow one into the big screen, they say.
Yeah. I wonder why. It's very interesting because when you got to see the movie. It's actually on YouTube, family. I put the link in the chat room, but those who listen to the archive later, just go and type in Dragon Day 2013 and watch the whole movie. You got to see it like I said, do your research and go and look at how much, just Google search how much debt do United States owe China. Look that up and keep that in mind as you're watching the movie, because they're going to say some things in there. And then just think about all the technology that we have and where we're getting our technology from. Who's making our new iPhones, Samsung phones, all of this technology that we love and we got in our home, electronics. Just think about what company, what country actually is making it. Flip over any one of your devices. You probably can't see some of the devices because we can't go inside the iPhone, but it is made in China. Like I said, Samsung and all of these people. And just certain parts that they use inside of your television and all of these people coming from somebody else. And I just keep notice to that article we put in there talking about how China was hacking into the computer. This just came out today. An article just
Put the other one in I sent you earlier with this about the sheriff, because that coincides with the movie too. And they need to read that. The one about the sheriff. The sheriff formed a SWAT team to rise up against the FBI, CIA. I sent that one to you.
Yes, sir.
Let me send it back. I need to. They need this. Okay, so they can see who the people of the land is. They had the power to go snatch whoever up out of there. And this is going on all across the country because they done finally woke up They done finally woke up, and they view sheriffs. When they read this article, they're going to see sheriffs apologizing to the citizens for following the corporation and doing what they done.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and like then you sent an article right earlier talking about.
Go ahead, bro.
You sent an article earlier. You were talking about how one sheriff started apologizing for Oklahoma, didn't he?
That one sheriff, but yeah, put the Tulsa, Oklahoma in there too, yeah. They apologizing all across the country because they realize the country they thought they had, they don't have no more.
Brother Chef Rob says he says a lot of things are made in China, but most of the raw materials come from Africa. China is doing all that they can to control the resources in Africa. Yeah, that's true, but I'm basically talking about when we're talking about electronics, far as not just, you know, like food material, clothing material. We're going into now, because we talking about cyber war. This shit is bigger than that. It's not about man on the ground shooting missiles and shit. It's a whole different war that's going on now. There's a whole different war that these people, y'all ain't seen no. Because, you know, there are Russian troops in America. There's different troops from all over the globe that's training here in America. They got the Dutch, the French, all of these different military troops are here in America training. Y'all know that, don't you? Nah, probably we don't know that.
Yeah.
But they're
them UN soldiers and this is what got these sheriffs now eyes open to see that they were tricked to do the bullshit that they was doing to us, because you got to realize they dismantling most of your police department, especially out west. And this is why you see the police is doing what they doing now. All this shooting and stuff like that, they desperate. To kill you is their first level of measurement. When these police get their pink papers, they're going to start killing themselves. Like I said, there's no more immunity. And they're going back looking at these old cases, and you're going to have people coming after the police. And what's going to be so crazy, you got a lot of brothers that's been falsely accused in the joint, and they in there educating themselves. When them brothers come out, dang, because the city of Atlanta now don't pay for the actions that law enforcement officers do. North Carolina don't pay for the actions that law enforcers do, because they told them they are public, they are private contractors. All your police are private contractors because they don't work for you. They work for the corporation. They were founded by the corporation to protect them. They don't work for you. That's why they come in and mistreat you and beat you up. And see, this is going to be a whole nother show, or when, you know, whenever you decide to, or break up the topic or whatever, we're gonna have to build on about our people calling the police, wanting the police involved, and thinking we're going to get justice and don't get no justice. They come in. You see them now. The brother they talking about now, he called the police for help, and the police come and killed him. He's been all over the Internet. The little black brother.
He's been all over the Internet.
He called. He knocked on the lady door to get help.
Oh, when the brother had the car accident.
The car accident. And then I'm just reading another one. The police ran a brother down into the lake, ran him over into the water, and killed him.
Yeah.
Because what people don't understand, a lot of information that comes out, the police that's going on with, how they finna dismantle these police departments. That's why I said in this sheriff, that when you put up in the sheriff, is going to tell you about how they're dismantling them. They've used the sheriff to train these military troops. And now they're realizing that once the troops get trained, the troops going to turn on them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they labeling us as terrorists, the sheriffs and the law enforcement people are going to be the real terrorists. They're going to be labeled Al-Qaeda. And then when the sheriff, because you know white folks going to fight back for their good old flag. So once they say we got all these terror groups, then they're going to come down to us. See, we last on the list, but they play like we first on the list. they got to get rid of the people that they trained and was already closely connected to them. So this is why you see these sheriffs coming, trying to get on good sides with the people they've fucked over all these years.
Yes, sir.
Because so it's deputized people that help them with what's going to go down with these foreign troops that's on here. Because you got to realize UN soldiers don't operate like these. Your cousin that's in the Army, your cousin in the Navy, and no. These people have no love. They rape women, rape children, decapitate men. They don't speak your language that good, and they don't care. And most of them are programmed to kill. If you don't follow their order, they shoot you. Now, that's one thing that is factual, and they can go and Google that shit all day long. They will show you how UN soldiers work.
Yeah, I see my brother Tony, and then I'm going to bring in brother Tony. I don't
I just said him up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you were speaking to nothing, Brandon. You speak about how a lot of these police officers are doing. And just for instance, right here in Memphis, man, they have, and it shocked me, they are starting to lock a lot of these police up. It's going crazy how then every other day on here in Memphis, you're seeing a police officer being arrested for cocaine, being arrested for domestic violence. And they put it on in the news, man, every other day. And then they just convicted a police officer. He was going to, I don't know what the hell he was going after, but it was a family coming from visiting from out of town. And, you know, a so-called black family. It was the father, the mother, and their daughter. I forgot, she was a teenager, a young daughter. But the police was going and at a high rate of speed, and he actually hit their car, and he killed the mother and the daughter, and the father lived. And he didn't have his siren on. He didn't have the lights on or nothing. So, actually, they finally, they charged him. They convicted him on that, I think, for vehicle,
vehicle homicide.
And I think, you know about it, But they only gave him six months in jail time, and I think, damn near 6 years probation, some crap like that. But still, again, it was funny that they even gave him any jail time. And now there's a lot of them, man, they get jail time. They'll start to go to jail for this shit now. With other times, if they would do that badge on their, they keep on like the Masons, you know what I'm saying? You're only going to convict your own brother. You cover that shame up. But now, like you said, that immunity, all that shit is out the door. Their ass is going to jail now. I'm going to bring my brother Tony in.
Peace, can you hear me?
Peace,
family. What's going on, brother? Aunt Sunray, what's going on?
All right. Hey, brother L.
What's up?
Brother L.
I hear you.
Go in on that apocalyptic letter, the one that Sister Shirley had gave us about the immunities being lifted against all these...
That's right.
We trying to come find it. If you can build on that for us.
Go on Google. I'm not in the chat room. Just type in Montu, M-O-N-T-U, M-O-N-T-U, Pro, P-R-O, P-R-I-O. So it's Montu Proprio.
Explain that to us.
Yeah, that is the Pope's decree. He actually wrote two decrees. The first one was July 11th, which states, effective September 1st, all judges, lawyers, prosecutors, DAs, police officers, military, anyone that falls under the Roman Curia law, you can look up the Roman Curia, C-U-R-I-A, anyone that falls under that jurisdiction, which is the jurisdiction under the Vatican, no longer has immunity. For the family that may not believe it or not, you can look this up. Former President George Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, Paul Wolfowitz, they all asked for amnesty. They just asked President Obama this month for amnesty. You will not be asking for amnesty unless you knew someone's coming for that ass. You understand? The second Montoprio letter that was written, if I'm not mistaken, was September 8th. It puts a ban on weapons of mass destruction. It changes the criminal code laws, such as, touching the kids, the pedophilia, the raping of the little boy, stuff like that. So it's getting very interesting in America, y'all. You have the two police officers. I'll get you the link, Sunray. I think it was Virginia, if I'm mistaken, but I'll get the link for you. Two officers were just fired with no benefits, no pension, no nothing, for the reason simply because they did not respond to a 911 call.
Oh, yeah. Don't suck. Hey, Brother Sly.
Get that ass.
Brother Sly.
Yes,
sir. They're coming for him.
L, I don't know if I sent it to you, but it's an article we put in the chat, and if not, I'll get back to you.
Okay.
How the sheriffs just mounted up to go against the CIA and the FBI. They finally finna do their job because they really, that's what we was talking about before you had come in.
Right.
It's a very interesting article, and they're linking up with all the sheriffs across the country. And then right here where me and Sunray at, Sunray, you know where McHenry County, Tennessee?
Yes, sir. Sheriff, okay. Hey, man. Yes, I mean, Griffin Puffin. Yes, sir. I know that one.
The sheriff ran Homeland Security out of there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. For the family, they can go culturefreedomradio.webs.com. I put an article on the site about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. But you can Google this right now. Strange planes being across military Air Force bases. Strange scene landing at military Air Force bases. 6 months now, we've been seeing soldiers. They might be UN. No one really knows. They have markings.
Yeah, we just put that one in their chat, too. UN soldiers.
Yeah, basically that stems down to what we were talking about. It all stems from that Patriot Act. For anyone that does not know, Section 802 of the Patriot Act, Section 802 is the definition of domestic terror. And under that definition, anyone intimidates or coerces the pup is considered a domestic terrorist. Listen to the words now. Intention and coercion. That ain't no black man or woman up in here. You ain't got that power, dog. Intimidation or coercion. So when the police sign this ticket right here, sir. That's coercion. So like I said, it's getting very interesting. Up in the USA, it's getting real crazy. Let me give you the link for this Patriot Act. Let me just log into the chat room. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, kind of in the chat room. I just posted that link up that y'all talking about that decree too, but I posted that in the chat room. I found.
Yeah, I'm coming in the chat room right now. Just give me 2 seconds, and it's very interesting. What's going on? Okay, yeah, I got it. Just give me 2 seconds, family. My bad. I just got in the crib.
Take your time, brother. Take your time.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, you can just go on Google, just type in Section 802, and just put the Patriot Act next to it. Patriot Act. And it should give you the link, the first link you should see. If I'm not mistaken, it should say radical.org. Let me just give this to you guys. My bad, family. I just stepped in the crib. Okay, let me just put this in the chat room. I want everybody to please read this. It's a huge read. It's like 20,000 pages, but we ain't even going to look at that right now. We're just going to stick with this Section 802. That's the link in the chat room. The Patriot Act. Definition of domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism is under Section 2331, Title 18 of the United States Code. It is now amended, and it states, what does that say right there? To intimidate or coerce a civilian population, to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, to affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination, kidnapping, and or would occur primarily within the territorial jurisdictions of the United States of America. Read that one more time. to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, y'all. Any acts that are dangerous to human life, that are criminal state laws of the United States of America, state, anyone who violates state law, criminal law, is a goddamn terrorist. They're not talking about us, man. Now, Alex Jones and all these people been sitting there talking about how this stuff is for us. It's not. You can easily read it. I put the link in there for you. You know, you can go take you right into the section. You can see it. It ain't got nothing to do with no black man or woman like that, man.
That's what I told him. And even in that movie, Sun Ray, that we tell him to look at, was it any nigga in there?
No, no, sir. And not one.
They didn't have one to kill off in that one.
Yeah,
It's looking like them FEMA camps wasn't even for us.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting up in here, y'all.
Yeah. And family, we got to say, family, it's real up here. Yeah. And for some people, like, you know, what I say, this is not a scare tactic because, like I said, you see the facts. We just giving out facts and things they're putting out, and you can see the shit unfolding before your eyes. So you know it's not a scare tactic. And when you see it coming for your eyes. So, you know, don't let nobody, they're just trying to scare y'all, okay? These are the motherfuckers who going to get caught up when whatever go on, you know.
And the key not to be afraid. You're supposed to sit back and watch it.
There you go.
You're supposed to sit back and watch it. If you're conscious, and so-called conscious, you're supposed to be sitting back watching, chilling, waiting on your shit. You know how when the smoke clear and everybody go grabbing shit?
Open
juicer, when the wheels start back up, it'll be in the Moor's hands, or black people, should I say, you know, because we got people, you know, it'll be in our hands.
Say that one more time.
It say when the wheels of the industry start back up, it will be in the hands of the Moors.
That's right.
And then we're going to see the real Illuminati going to run this motherfucker. Because everybody's scared of the Illuminati. We're going to see the real Illuminati pop up, which is up.
Right.
Yeah.
And quit getting all the motherfuckers credit.
Oh, man. Oh, that's funny you even said that. Because what else does it say in the Hadith that Drew Ali wrote? Then he said there's going to be a time when the soldiers are going to lock up the stores and you're going to have to, you will not be able to get any food unless they let you win. What was the other one? There was another one, too. If I'm not mistaken, he said one day the government is going to fail you. There was another one. I don't have it in front of me, but, yeah, he got some stuff written in there, boy.
And brother Anthony, you remember that movie? I ain't trying to say the movie, but you said, but y'all see this? You remind you, because it goes back to the Bible. You cannot buy and trade unless you had a mark on the beast.
That's right, and that's what the man told him. He said, "Didn't I tell you put that band on?"
Damn, it's
and they was collecting the debt through the band. Remember, that's why the white girl was killed. Remember, he told her, the white guy who created the chip, he said, don't put that band on. She like, forget this, I'm going to eat and blah, blah, blah. And she put it on and ran out the house, and it ate her ass up.
Yeah.
Because she is what was the descendant of those who really owe the debt. That's why they didn't have you in there, because you don't owe no debt. And you got to I keep forgetting how that goes, and you remember our Noble Drew Ali and even Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, our shit was taken over to China. What's that, the mandate?
That's right.
It was put in China for us to be protected.
That's right. They were supposed to keep an eye out on us.
They were supposed to keep an eye out on us. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
That's the secret that they won't tell you. Because our spending power is unlimited. That's why they always be talking about the debt ceiling. And as long as they say, well, we can increase it, they increase it on the labor of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they keep us incarcerated. All of that shit is how they borrow money.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Basic things like water now. The basic thing like water we take for granted. And this is what water is going to be like gold around this time. It's like everybody wants the, what's that damn car? I can't think of the name. The Bugatti. Just how a little bottle of water you can buy out of Walgreens anywhere for 99 cents is going to cost you about the amount of a damn Bugatti. And the thing about it, you got to look at it. Why are all of these elites trying to buy all the water supply? Why are they buying the water supply? What the hell is about to go down that they want to buy all the water supply?
Because they're trying to control life. They want to control life through the water.
And then think about the movie. Think about the movie, too, though, bro. That's why I'm throwing it in there, so they remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's like you said, control life, but you got to remember what happened in the movie.
That's
right. Why I'm throwing that in there.
They couldn't get work order. But see,
so the
elite,
they know what's happening. Go ahead,
that's
Brown.
That's why I said, when they watch the movie, and Brother Eric watch it, and all of us watch it, then we can get back in Bill so we can talk about all the symbolism. Because that white boy, whoever he was that made that movie, man, he put it out there. And he even showed, remember we was talking last time, all of us, about the beast nature, how they did the Mexican. I'm going to leave it right there. See how the beast is, and you said that last time, how they did the Mexican. And you know who the Mexican represented? Us.
Hell yeah.
Wait till they see it. We feel, don't it?
Yeah. And just like always, we say it in their ass, too. Yeah, it's a good movie. I mean, family, y'all have to go. It's called the Dragon Day. The Dragon Day.
Dragon Day
on YouTube is free. Before they take that song is down, because they go eventually, they're gonna take it down because they're gonna start awakening people. And that's what's gonna happen.
Because I got it from his sister, because she's like, they had took it down, and then I went on her shit and got it. And I was able to get it. That's why I shot it to you and Eric real quick. Boom. Then I shot it to Eric. Like, boom, we got to check this out and build on it.
Yeah.
But they kept pulling it off. And she's like, please. She said, I saved it. You know, go here and try to get it. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I was halfway through. And I was like, y'all like, oh, they got to see this. I couldn't wait till I finished. And they pull it. And I couldn't get it to y'all. So I said, fam, I got to get this to them now.
Oh, yeah, like my sister Teresa said that, yeah, we're telling the truth about the water. We need to start stocking water. Hell, yeah. Because, like, when they get these stores, like, sometimes I know Walgreens have some water, man, like a 24 case for, like, $1.99. And, you know, shit, better start stocking up on this shit, man. I'm telling you.
And they better start stocking up on it quick, because when they start bringing out the last batches of water, they're going to be poisoned.
Yeah.
If you know people with food stamps or they got stamps and stuff, take some of your stamps and shit and buy water.
Get your water. And because, you know, think about it. Like I said, just for instance, y'all take for instance with Hurricane Katrina. Just look what happened down there. People just... Basic things about needing water, man, people didn't have. You can't worry about it. You're not going to be able to go to Walgreens and Walmart even when a disaster happens. Think about that shit, man. Anything can happen at any time. Tornadoes come through, earthquakes. Now, really, up here in Memphis, we're sitting on the New Maverick fault line. Something happened right now, and an earthquake come through here. So we're sitting on this thing. All the water mains and everything going to get broken. Like I said, if it breaks, then there's going to be pollution in the water lines. You're not going to be able to drink, you know, out of it, go into your, turn on the water, get no water out of the hydrant. What are you going to do? You can't drink Kool-Aid. You can't make no goddamn water. You can't drink all the Coca-Cola. So you're going to need water. And you don't have that water, your ass going to dry up. It's going to be, I don't give a damn what you got to eat, but you're going to need that water.
Better start boiling.
And go online. They got this little water treatment pack. that people need to buy, and they need to buy it now, because when you start buying it late in the game, it's going to be poison. A lot of stuff you buy late in the game is going to be poison. And if they give you anything, it's going to be poison.
Yes,
sir. Anywhere they're handing out stuff like they're trying to help you, it's going to be poison.
Yeah. You know, it got to be a lot of these things got to be true, because just look at it. You know, I know it sounds crazy, but just think about this. If they don't want you right now growing your own garden, having a garden in your yard, and that's the basic thing. You're talking about, well, I can grow my own food. No, there's laws in certain states that you can't grow your own food. So you can imagine what's going to happen. See, now you got to be dependent on the government, like farmers. They can't worry about last year's crops and get the seed out of last year's crops. They got to continue to keep going to the government or Monsanto, getting those fucking Monsanto seeds. Because they can't take the seed out of watermelon from last year and replant it and think it's going to grow. You might plant it, take it, if it is a seed, because they got so many seedless watermelons now. But if you get a seed, you can plant it. All the thing you're going to get is a stalk. You're not going to get anything from it. So they have dependent on them all over again.
That's none of my watermelons grew. None of them.
Damn.
All I got is a stalk back there. I didn't get no, and I had real seeds. And they did not grow for the simple fact of the fertilizer I got from Walmart. Because the fertilizer was contaminated. And I'm in the South. I can grow watermelon.
But I ain't get one watermelon. Like, if you take one of their seeds and grow it on your land, don't they got it hooked up somewhere? Like, you can't get rid of the crop? Or they can sue you with some crazy... Yeah, they come see you, right?
Yeah, it's been all over the internet. They've been arresting people. They just ain't put it on mainstream TV. But, man, I done seen about 5 or 6 articles in different places. They've been arresting people. They arrested one guy. They said, if anybody sit here and eat off this plate, because he had a dinner, and the police came to his house while he was serving people dinner, and he had cooked the food from with the crops he grew on it out of his garden, you know, basic stuff. They told him if anybody pick up something off that plate, going to jail with him.
Oh.
I got the article. I got to go on my page and find it again. I'll repost it. I said, ain't that some shit?
She's serious, man. She's serious.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, it's not like there's not a scare tactic found. It's just to let us be aware of what's going on. They throw that word out, consciousness, again, the word conscious community, or the awareness community, just conscious, be aware. This is the thing we need to be aware of what's going on. You know, it's good. We can still study our history, but in the meantime, studying your history, you got to know what's happening before you. You know what I'm saying? Before it's too late, you're like, oh, wait a minute, damn, I shouldn't have been reading the message of the black man. I should have been learning how to, you know what I'm saying, survive, get my survival tactics together, and then learn what you're supposed to do, because Mr. the Black Man ain't going to save your ass. When they like to call them like mama, the fall of America, when the fall of America hit, what the fuck you going to do then? It's too late.
You're going to be begging. You're going to be begging for help.
Yeah. And don't think the government going to, FEMA ain't going to lift your ass. No, sir. Yes, sir. Like that movie is gonna show you what you gotta do. And I'm gonna be honest, man, that movie, when I kinda looked at it and it made me think, what the fuck what am I gonna do, man, if something like that happened? Cause when y'all get to the point in that movie, it will make you think, what am I gonna do? Damn, am I gonna sell out so I can be able to survive? To be able to get my basic necessities, like I said, this first thing is water, you know, I got children. Damn, man, what the fuck am I gonna do? I'm not just gonna die. Just when y'all think about it, when you gotta see the movie, then you'll think. Cause it made me take a reality check. Like, man, damn, what's gonna happen, man? I'll be like, damn, I hope I get out of this motherfucker before this happens. I hope I can leave this planet before then and transition to the next planet. But I hate to have to go through this shit to have to make that decision. That's what it made me think in that movie. Damn, am I gonna be the one to get one of them wristbands? Well, I'm just going to say, fuck it, and just go on, man up and just try to survive. It's real, man. I mean, it made me think.
Hanging out with the Walking Dead.
Yeah, yeah. It made me think. I ain't gonna lie, because it's coming through. It's coming through. And I remember somebody said too, we talking about Obama, you know, but they look at Obama and people, I remember somebody else just say that, well, you know, they always use the black man as a scapegoat. And then I remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had said something in the end, shit, I wish I could find it right there, but I probably ain't got time. But he's talking about the message of the black man when he was talking about with Kennedy. Kennedy made a statement and he was saying that about a black president. And, damn, I know I ain't going to find it in time. But anyway, he was making a statement. He said,
no,
I can't remember. I got it highlighted, but, hell, I got to try to find it. But he was just talking about the black man being president, and he was just saying, well, that's just what he's going to be. He's really not going to control or run anything. He's just going to be that figurehead. And Elijah Muhammad spoke on it. And like I said, they always, now they can blame Obama for everything. Like, just what they all, our elders always say. They always try to use, here we go. This is for the black man. This is the black man. Too old to tell it. Obama is not for black people. Oh, yeah, we know that one. But he said, here, this is a black man. He said, if you black, like, a lot of feedback. Hello? Okay. Yeah, it says, if you think, because Kennedy said 40 years a Negro man will be president of his country, he will be just that. Then you misunderstood. Never will a black man be able to rule a white man in America. He's only referring to the so-called American Negro unity of his brother. This will make him strong enough to put a president in office, but never over white people. This is what Donald Muhammad was talking about. There we go. Yeah, about having a black president or a Negro at that time, it was called in office. So he's only going to be used as a fucking scapegoat, but he ain't running shit anyway. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. Both of y'all over.
My bad, I was in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
What you saying about
that? Yeah, I'm just reading a quote from Elijah Muhammad coming from the Message of the Black Man. That was on page 207, too, bro. Message of the Black Man.
Oh, okay. I have it, man.
Yeah.
Page 2 what?
I think it was 207. Let me go back. From the Message of the Black Man. Yeah. Make sure.
I got 200 pages. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because they have different, depends on who translated, they have different, it's written different. It's page 207. I tell you what, just look for the chapter, the persecution of the righteous. You see it being that chapter right there. Maybe the
persecution
follows
the coming of God? No.
No, persecution of the righteous. Persecution of the righteous, persecution of the faithful.
I see chapter 14, persecution follows the coming of God.
Okay, yeah. It, like, it depends on who translated it. That's how they mess up sometimes.
I'm looking at it right here. I'm just looking through the name of the chapter.
Oh, okay.
And it says chapter 14. Persecution follows the coming of God.
Is that that's a message to the black man?
Yeah, message to the black man.
Yeah, because that chapter should have came after the economic program. And then that persecution of the righteous should have been the next chapter. And it should have been protection of the faithful. It depends on who write them, who actually retranslated it.
Because I have 52 chapters.
Okay. Yeah, I got the one from Mexico, so it might be different. It depends on, like I say, who translated it. I think they've been revised so much. That's what a lot of times been revised to be. It mess you up when people try to revise shit. They add, subtract, and reword, take it out. Leave this out.
And what did he say, son? He said, do not change one atom of my teaching.
Yes, sir.
He said, with it. And what they did, changed. I don't want this getting out.
Yeah. I like, Sister Teresa said also earlier, she said, the so-called conscious community need to be lectured on how to start surviving, have a survival kit, instead of debating each other. And that's true. We do need to have something like that, you know, learning survival skills. Because, you know, we got a lot of our sisters and brothers in this so-called conscious community or the so-called, you know, this outlet have been in the military. They have all these military skills. So we need to start utilizing and reaching out to those sisters and brothers who've been in the military and start learning some of this. Not, you know, talking about just for guerrilla warfare, you know, talking about I'm black militia groups and this and that. You need to start just learning the basic essentials. Like, I mean, anything can happen. Just not just because of, I'm not worried about the New World Order, but just for disaster purposes. And like I said, anything can happen at any time. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us live in, like I said, high tornado area. Like I said, I'm living in Memphis, and we living here down on the New Maverick Fault Line. And we got other places that, you know, we got whatever. So we do need to learn survival skills. That is something somebody going to put a DVD out and want to sell. Start putting some shit out that's teaching out people survival skills. That's something that's basically essential. That's what we all need to learn, need to know how to survive. Get on our herbs, knowing what plant to go out in there and eat. Because there's some things out in your front yard you might like, hell, I won't eat that shit. But there's some things out there that you can take and eat. I remember a brother, he was in the military I used to work with. And a brother told me, man, because he wants to go and train and, like, take me out in the woods and we learn how to just, you know, do survival skills. We were going to do that and just start practice. And he was like, man, shit, you out there, brother, you ain't got nothing to eat. You see a hopper grass or a grasshopper, you might have to pick this bad boy up and eat that motherfucker like an annihilator or something, or eminy, you know, catch a waltz and, you know, a bumblebee and eat that mud, man. You know, the pieces of tree bark, you know, anything. Just something we really need to know. Really need to learn these type of things. Yeah. What's that movie thing? They show they got Man versus Wild.
I don't think it's like sure it's Message to the Black Man.
Yeah, it was Message to the Black Man.
Because I'm looking
like, it might be that translation, you know, they like say that.
Okay.
No. I don't know what they got. Yeah, it depends on who you got it from. Right. I found that out too. A lot of them different. Yeah. Yeah, that's something we need to do. Cause we had a book. I gotta, you know, get y'all book. We had a book called. We had an ebook. Used to be on the website. They took it down. Called Survive and Martial Law. It had a lot of things in it. And just learning how to supply. Keep flashlights in your house. I got a flashlight with battery packs. I got wind up flashlights. Shit, you name it. I got all kind of flashlights. And just all kind of things we need. First aid kits. And just like, you know, have some first aid kits in your home. I mean, just different things we need in our home just for survival.
You need to go get a copy of the, I'm sorry, brother. My bad. My mic on?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm finished, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nah, I was going to mute myself. Get you a copy of the Anarchist Cookbook.
Anarchist Cookbook. I heard of that.
The Anarchist Cookbook.
Okay.
And,
well, what's got it goes into yeah. goes into like herbs and stuff, survival.
It goes into how to survival stuff, homemade weapons, how to make little gas bombs, smoke bombs, pepper bombs, you know, stuff like that, pick locks, stuff like that.
Damn. Yes, sir. That's good information. You need to get that one.
Yeah, we do need that one.
Okay, fine. I know we got like 5 minutes left. And I guess I don't usually watch sports, but I guess I watch no sorry ass Steelers play tonight. They get beat, man. They won a game yet, so I guess I gotta do is watch this little bit to get ready for those workouts. But y'all folks got something y'all wanna anybody wanna close us out with? It's for closing thoughts, brothers. Tony, you know about the show, let me give out.
Yeah, well, we ain't got a show coming up no time soon. maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. So I'll just put that link in the chat room. That's the Anarchist Cookbook by William Powell.
Yeah.
Very good book. Get that. If you want a copy, I'll send it to you. I got a copy.
Okay.
Y'all
Let me get one, too, Al. I tried to get up with you. You had ended so early, though.
Yeah, but
man, shit, man. I watched the rest of them. We gotta get in on it. I seen a lot of little stuff.
You
know
that shark thing?
Yeah. I want to build with you on it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, fine. Most likely, we'll be back on probably Wednesday. We'll come up with something. Even if we don't have topic or something, we're going to try to get in here. I hope that this week goes smoother, where we can get in here and do this show, keep it going. Like it was just last week, got tied up at work, busy week. So, we'll be on Thursday. We don't know what the topic will be. Hopefully, everybody, we don't check that move out, and we're just going to we'll go into it. Was that, bro?
Yeah, you got it on your page, Al.
I didn't watch it. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah. So even if we can do that, we can just do that Wednesday. Just go into that.
Yeah, we'll come back on that.
Yeah, whether they watch it or not, yeah, we just go into it. They'll probably make everybody go and watch it after we go into it and break that bad part out. Yeah. Because I could have went in more deep. I don't want to spoil it. And then I won't be able to see what other people see, too, you know, because they're going to get another look just on it, too. But,
yeah.
Like I say, the brother put that together, man. Whoever did it.
Yeah.
And in the short amount of time they did it, they got a lot of information out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of information. And they didn't want it to go to the big screen. So, you know, they were like, oh, hell no. We know what he's doing.
Yeah. I'm actually going to watch that again myself.
Yeah, I don't watch this twice. I'm going to watch it again, too, because it might be some, you know, sometimes movies like that, you got to watch it 3 or 4 times so some more stuff can come out where you can get an even thorough understanding.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
And that was
Sister Empress T that turned me on to that. So, get love to her for that.
Yeah, big up to Estes. Yeah, anybody can share the information. You find them, man. Like I said, we share it. Like I said, man, I appreciate anybody be sharing. Like I said, brother, your brother, brother Tony, and brother, Ant, y'all be sharing. I know y'all be sharing good information. And I was like, man, them brothers be on it. Yeah, I appreciate anytime y'all be sending something. Like, you know, I don't get to search too much of stuff sometimes, you know, trying to these long hours. So sometimes I just search stuff when I can.
Yeah, that's how I'll be coming home. L be having me loaded up. That's my newspaper. Hell, I don't even take them, which I take them free at work, but hell with that.
Yes, it
is. Yeah, because the stuff I might see there, that L give me or you give me, it go in even more.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I'd be looking forward to whatever y'all put up for me.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
all right, friend. I guess we're going to get up out here. Like I said, I guess I catch me a little bit of Steelers game and steal myself to see.
What's the score?
Jump in my little spaceship and go traveling after that.
Yeah, I hear that.
Like I said, I appreciate y'all, brother, for the good video, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'm late. All right.
Hit me up, yo.
Yeah, I'm sending you the book right now. Check the email in like 10 minutes.
All right, cool.
I'm sending it to the both of you.
All right. We sure appreciate it, brother.
That's all good.
All right. Peace to the family. All right. Peace.
All right, man.
All right,
brother, and I'm going to hit you up in like 5 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, you got it. Peace.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio, the home of Mind Magic and Brother Eric and Brother Sunray Nine Show. Hey, y'all, the best in conscious talk radio, good music, and downright fun. Culture Freedom Radio is the station for you. Hey, we are the information station.
What is your major malfunction, numbnut?
Woo!
Yeah. Welcome to the church, volume 2. Exclusive 213. Got my nephew Nate Dogg in the house. Nate Dogg, holla at him. Where you at?
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to a sad girl thing. Think about how she got her heart broke. People reaching for stars. I just want me something natural. When you're alone, it gets mighty cold. Don't act as if you did not know. She let me play with her part. I'm working late, I said I'll soon be home. All the while the girl was on her phone. Let me tell you what she's crying for.
Why?
Cause I'm fly,
yeah, super fly.
Nate, oh, I'm fly, yeah.
Yeah, you know he's super fly. But me, I'm super duper, and I'm super duper fly. I be the greatest, I know you waited this, and I wanted this to be your labyrinth and so strenuous. Then you just slide by and quiz, eh? You want another piss, eh? That's the way that you gon' for his, eh? I know you're feeling all hurt inside, but won't you talk to a player? Let me help out your pride. I'm like a counselor, a pastor, a priest, or a psychologist, a shrink on a freak peak. My technique, I wear mink gator boots, and I'm the rip that gets the loot, and I ain't afraid to shoot, and I love to choo-choo. Beat deep as I slide up the street. I'm from the LBC, and I don't know what y'all ain't heard about me, but I'm a CRIP with some PIMP too. I'm a real pimp player from the 213 crew. Now look here, boo, if you gon' bang or hang with the dog, you best to get in. Holla at a Nate Dogg.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to a sad girl thing. Sang about how she got her heart broke. People reaching for stars. I just want me something natural.
Is that right,
when you're alone, it gets mighty cold. Don't act as if you did not know. She let me play with her part. I'm working late, I said I'll soon be home. All the while the girl was on her phone. Let me tell you what she crying for.
Warren G.
Three teeth with a mink. Gotta think my shit stinks. Stacey Adams with a drink. Pockets pat them, they come from Brink. So what the ladies wink? You the one in the Mercedes. Shotgun with the thing. Cold chillin' watching the Lion King. Crying and things, cause I'm with Snoop and Nate, singing, rhyming and things. I'm out late cause I'm grinding for change. I ain't with dying for dames. Cock back and I'm trying to aim at everything that be hating my fame. Just regulating, been lacing the game. Ain't no mistaking the game. Just one mother effing thrizzle, sipping on the chisel. And that's the chisel, four times for the riddles. You know these bars, everywhere we go.
You got knocked the fuck out, man. Give me my gun. Damn money. The
paper. And, you know, I'm going to start off with the sister Yaffa Bey because I was listening in on her show that she did on Abundance Child the other night. I'm just going to ask both the questions back to back and then they can just respond back to back. Yaffa Bey said that we shouldn't be using the term Moorish if I listened to what she was saying correctly, you know, which is kind of strange because Noble Drew Ali called us Moorish Americans. I don't think that he would have given us a name that we were not supposed to use. And when we're dealing with the suffix ish, from my understanding, it means, you know, it has a dual meaning. One means kind of, sort of, and the other one means belonging to. Like British means those who belong to the Brits, English, Irish, so forth, and so on. I would like her explanation on that because I'm lost on that. To the brother Taj Tariq Bey, on a video I heard on YouTube, I heard you say that CM Bey was carrying on the movement of Noble Drew Ali. Well, when I read The Clock of Destiny, He said it does not take finance to uplift the nation. I believe he said religion is for people who can't read. And there were several other statements that were, you know, apparent obviations to what Noble Drew Ali taught us. So I would like for you to explain your position on that, because I'm, you know, kind of confused when I hear people that, you know, hold up more or Moorish or Moorish science. And, you know, I hear teachings that appear to me to be off from what Noble Drew Ali taught. So I would definitely like some clarification on those questions, please.
Okay, since you put the question to me first, of all, I do not recall saying that one should not use more ish. Now, ish means the things that you suggested, but it also means male, and I'm not male. But more than that, what I said was, if you know anything about English grammar, which is what we speak, then you should know what a noun is, what a pronoun is, what an adjective is, what an adverb is, and what a verb is. More-ish in front of American makes more-ish an adjective that describes the proper noun, which is American. More is a proper noun. American is a proper noun. More-ish is an adjective. It is not a nationality. It is a descriptive word that describes the phenotype, describing what someone looks like or appears to be, unless you want to transliterate it into its meaning in the language that it is, which is Dutch German. And it is a Dutch German way of saying Morisco. And a Morisco is someone that is like a Moor that was converted to Christianity. Therefore, they're not really quite a Moor any longer. Now, anybody can call themselves Moorish American, African American, Black American, Colored American, or whatever one would like to call themselves. I am saying to you that Moorish is not a nationality, and Moorish American is not a nationality. American is a nationality. Moorish is a descriptive adjective that describes what type of American one is. So I'm saying that our people should jump on the bandwagon of being American. That's great that this is McGreeve, and that's great that this is a Mexican, but keep it simple. Do not cloud everything up and create additional gray areas that we do not need to have. One, when we got affirmative action, equal employment opportunity, things going on, other people stepped in and said, hey, hold up, we want that too. If you say you're African, Europeans can step in and claim that, because African, the very first time it was ever used, it was invented by Europeans for Europeans, applicable only to Europeans. The term black really means what you call white. The term Moorish, it could mean Mauritania, it could mean Morocco. Keep it simple. Let's not cloud everything. No one can be American except the copper-colored races that were here in America when the Europeans showed up. And based on that, our people need to jump on that bandwagon, because that is the last legal thing on the books. We need to take it back as Americans. And once you get it back as an American, you can call it whatever you want it. But right now, we need to take what belongs to us. And American is ours, and it's only ours.
Okay, I just want to...